Hello, hello, hello.
Sorry for the technical difficulty. Or rather, you should be saying sorry for
the technical difficulties. Yeah, that's my bad. I don't even know what it sounded like on the air, but we couldn't hear the first song in the station because my internal audio was turned down.
A classic.
On a song that starts quiet. So.
Yeah. Something you'd expect from a first-time DJ, not of a
seasoned veteran. Yeah. Is that how long it's been? That's crazy.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
For you, at least.
Yeah. Well, if you heard any bit of it, it was Orange Moon by Erykah Badu.
Which was really going to set the tone nicely for this, our Orange episode.
Which we might play more of later.
I just noticed that... Wait, did you set that? On Spotify, the background of the playlist is orange.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but is that...
Is that just because we tended to pick orange album covers?
Oh my god. Perhaps? The red one is red.
That's crazy.
What's the purple one? Wait, what?
This is great audio.
Yeah, this is really good audio, actually. I can't quite find the purple one.
But by the way, this is Osnans. I'm Silas.
I'm Eli. The purple one is purple. Wow.
No way. Spotify.
Do you think it's a synesthesia thing? That's kind of like reassuring, right?
Yeah. You're also listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. What we're describing is the backdrop, like... The gradient of the Spotify playlist matches the color umbre of the episode, which is pretty cool. Which, if this is your first episode of Oz and Ends this semester, we've been going through the color wheel. Started at blue. Purple, red, orange is now. Next week will be yellow.
Are we going to be on it? Wait. Is Spring Fling Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next week will be yellow.
Is that our first time doing 2 weeks in a row?
I think so. Semester? And I can't do the week after that. I was going to talk to you off air about this. But so we'll get to green probably like after classes end.
The big finale of green.
Yeah. It will be springtime by then.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty perfect if we were on green by the episode after Spring Fling, but that's okay.
It's all right. Well, maybe I'll just do it.
Please don't.
Maybe I'll just go rogue.
No way you do the finale by yourself.
Why can't you be there?
We'll talk. I have a ceremony to attend.
You have what?
A ceremony to attend.
A ceremony? It sounds dark or happy.
It's both.
Oh, no.
No, it's
a
not...
A wedding funeral combo.
It's a Tufts thing. It's a Tufts thing.
Okay.
Anyway, so that first song was off of the new Krungbin album, A La Sala.
Hold Me Up. Thank You.
Yeah.
It's a good album.
It is a really good album. I remember you were sending me stuff from it the first time you listened through, and you were not so thrilled about it.
No, I thought it was... Well, I kind of always go through this journey with any Krungbin album that comes out, where I think it's boring at first.
Yeah.
And then the groove kind of gets into me.
Right.
A couple songs stick, and then it's smooth sailing from there.
I will say, I mean, and this sounds bad, but having seen them live totally makes me appreciate listening by, like, not seeing them live. Like, it's totally influenced how I hear their music.
Totally.
Which we should say was probably one of the best concerts we've ever been to.
Yes.
Highly recommend seeing them if you ever get a chance.
Anthony Fantano of The Needle Drop gave this album a scathing review.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Why?
Basically saying, like, it's boring and they're influenced by so many things. Just listen to those things rather than them.
Interesting.
Kind of fair.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably true of a lot of artists, but that's interesting. I wonder if he listened to it more than once.
I mean, probably.
Right? he drops the reviews pretty quickly, but I wouldn't be surprised if he has access to stuff before they go out.
I will say this album, it's got four songs in a row that I've been listening to constantly.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I don't know if all that much of it is going to stick with me.
Yeah.
Which is kind of maybe not great, but those four I think are really good.
Gotten some good albums recently.
To Hold Me Up.
Yeah.
String of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to hear some Vampire Weekend later.
I think. I haven't decided if I'm going to play it. Do you think I should? I couldn't tell.
I think we should play something from the album.
Yeah.
I feel like we've both been listening to it a ton.
But I was just kind of trying to figure out if it matches with Orange, because there's definitely stuff on this album that's yellow to me.
Mm.
And
true.
I don't know.
Arguably Capricorn is green. That's kind of what I think.
Yeah.
It feels kind of springy.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that if we do, but up next is some Fela Kuti. This is Witchcraft.
Fun.
Hey,
All right. What was that?
That was Niasam by Zoe's Shanghai.
I'm going to look real quick, and I don't think it is the same person.
I don't think so either.
We were wondering if that is the same person as the singer from Hiatus Coyote, which it is seemingly not, but they did sound pretty familiar. So maybe I've just heard some of their stuff before.
Yeah.
I do have one liked song, and it is this. So,
well, I think I remember Innes showed me that song, and then I told them to send it to you because I thought you would like it.
True. Yeah, that's so true. Okay.
I was wondering if you were gonna remember.
I do remember that now.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. So, if you're getting a sense for what we deem is orange, should we talk about it at all? I feel like it was a small sample size so far, but to me, I would say.
What do you feel? Yeah.
I mean, I played the Fela Kuti song because this past summer I would constantly be driving to work at Jenny's Ice Cream at like sort of golden hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be listening to this with the windows down in my car. And I feel like orange is very like late afternoon, early evening listening. Like it's kind of that like golden hour haziness outside. Yeah. That is kind of mostly what I was going for. I guess more like auditorially, orally. I don't know, very warm guitar is kind of like what I go for, or like something that's kind of buzzy,
right?
I guess,
yeah, it's like warm but not like hot,
yeah,
you know.
Yes. And it's like it leans electronic, but it's not purple electronic, it's like warmer.
Yeah.
And like I don't know,
I think we're getting synesthesia just by doing this series.
Wait, can you see that?
Yeah, I think I had similar. I mean, we'll see. I have a song on here that's literally called "I Love Hot Nights" because that was kind of the feeling I had of
totally.
Like a late summer night.
It's very summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not high noon. You know.
Not high noon.
Not high noon.
That's more
definitely
green
dusk.
I feel like, yeah,
or not dusk, that's too dark.
Pre-dusk
So yeah, I think I was going with similar ideas.
Yeah, that's good. I'm trying to decide what to play next because the song I have queued up is off of Yusuf Days's album from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Rust, which is orange. Why don't we do that?
Okay.
Thank you.
A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. I'm repping for the longest cycle. My uncles had to pay the cost. My sister used to sing to Whitney. My mama caught the gambling bug. We came up in a lonely castle. My papa was behind them bars. We never had to want for nothing. Said all we ever need is love. We see the same thing. We sing the same song. We feel the same grief. Bleed the same blood. You grew up in the home beside me. I always had a friend to call. How could I make it here without you? I pray I leave before you go. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. Bird with the word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do.
That was The Bird by Anderson .Paak, and I think that album is probably one of the most orange albums I know.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Malibu. Kind of an orange place.
Yeah. Orange and vibe for sure.
Is Anderson .Paak from like
California?
Yeah, but like specifically that, like
he's from every beach.
Malibu, Ventura, Oxnard.
Probably. I should know this.
Interesting. I only know those place names because
we're friends
a month ago.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm also approaching a sneeze.
Oh.
Wow. His top listening city is Jakarta, Idaho?
Indonesia.
Okay.
Jakarta, Idaho.
I mean, I couldn't tell because they do. All right, I guess it is the
That's fascinating. Who knew?
Yeah, I didn't know that was the two-letter abbreviation for Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're learning.
Why is that?
What do you mean, why is that?
Like, why do we think that's the top city? Do you think he's from there?
I doubt it.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe he, like, just performed there. So now, like...
He's global. Wow.
Yeah.
Jakarta, LA, London, Sydney, Sao Paulo.
30 hours.
Sydney to London, London to Jakarta. Jakarta to Los Angeles, 30 days. Interesting. Cool.
He also has so many monthly listeners.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
I knew Anderson .Paak was big, but like
18 million?
18 million a wow. month.
I wonder if that's... Wow, Leave the Door Open has 1.2 billion streams.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. Anyways. That was 2021. Wow. Feels like it was more recent than that.
Yeah. Next up, we should be doing a PSA right now, but I guess we'll just do that after.
It's incredibly warm in here.
Is it?
I'm sweating.
I'm not that warm.
Okay. I've shed two layers. Yeah. We're doing too well right now. All right. Should we hear maybe one song and then PSA and then hear a couple more?
Yeah. I think I Love Hot Nights isn't going to fit in with anything else we have, so let's do that.
All right.
Jonathan Richman.
And the Modern Lovers.
Well, I love those hot nights when a t-shirt feels right. You stay up later when everything's outside. I stay up later, why say no? And I run through the crowd when everything says go. Oh, 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 oh. I love hot nights. Once I was tired, but now I'm fine. Was uninspired, but not this time. Now I'm just glad to see the harbor lights. Now I'm just glad to roam around at night. Oh, 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 oh. I love hot nights. You stay up later
when it's a hot night.
You roam through the crowd
when it's a hot night.
You don't mind the long walk home
when it's a hot
no.
night.
You don't mind the long walk home
when it's a hot night.
I was tired, but I'm okay. Once I was lonely, it's gone away. Now I'm just glad to see the lights downtown. Smell the fried food and hang around. Oh, 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 oh. I love hot nights. Well, I love them hot nights when a t-shirt feels right. Stay up later when everything's outside. I stay up later, why say no? And I run through the crowd when everything says go. Oh, 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 oh. I love hot nights.
A stock car engine has air flowing through the system, meeting fuel and combusting.
It's a great time for a honk outside.
Yeah, nice. Block the flow of air, and you've got a problem. If you have emphysema, wheezing, chronic bronchitis, or smoker's cough, then you know what it's like when air can't get through. What you may not know is that it could be COPD. The number 4 leading cause of death. Ask your doctor about COPD and a simple breathing test. For more information, go to www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do they never say what the acronym is?
COPD?
I know it's like, probably really I think it's hard. Cardiovascular something pulmonary disease.
Whoa.
but it's
kind
of
vascular or pulmonary disease.
Let's look it up.
I don't really get the connection to like engine. I don't
chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Okay, so you got 2 out of 4.
A graphic of Henry Winkler. It's not, but it just looks a lot like him. 2 out of 4. Yeah, it's not bad. Chronic.
The number 4 leading cause of death?
Ever?
Do you think that's true?
Like currently?
Isn't it like heart disease?
Car accidents.
Insane.
Yeah.
We have the most preventable, like, way to get rid of the second leading cause of death.
This is kind of a PSA in and of itself.
What do we have here?
What? Preventable injury is third. How is that? What does that mean?
Falling off a ladder.
Could have been fine. Okay. Heart disease, cancer.
Didn't take it like a champ.
COVID. Accidents. COVID. Accidents, unintentional injuries. This can't be this year. There's no way 400,000 people
Alzheimer's?
Died from COVID. This is... okay, I don't see... Oh,
I don't
no?
think I really knew that people died of Alzheimer's. I thought it was like a...
You
die with it.
I don't know. I kind of want to leave this website now. I can't figure out what like, year this is. Oh,
it's
2021.
Got COVID-19 on there.
2021. 400,000 people died of COVID in 2021. Interesting.
Insane.
We hope all
that
of you
we
are
know
doing
of.
Well. Yeah.
That we know of.
Yeah.
But
it's okay.
People don't be getting tested.
It's true.
So we may never know.
I was talking to Veronica about... She asked me who I went to my junior prom with. Mm. And it was my friend Mia from high school, who is now like an anti-vaxxer.
Okay.
Or at least was for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And haven't talked to since high school. But yeah. Shout out to
Shout
Mia.
Out to Mia. Go to the National Lung and Heart Institute or whatever that sponsor was.
Yeah. Cool. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Is that one new? We just never did. Probably not.
I think we've done it before.
All right. What should we hear next?
Up to you.
I have a good one that was a pick from Veronica earlier today, which is Tell Me Something Good by Rufus and Chaka Khan. And I said, oh, is this not the Stevie Wonder version? I looked it up. There's no Stevie Wonder version of this song.
Mandela Effect.
But also I found a playlist that is called Tell Me Something Good by Stevie Wonder, and it just had like a bunch of random Stevie Wonder songs, not this.
Spooky. Did you look it up on...
I didn't.
Online?
I didn't get further because I was kind of in a hurry. But let's hear it and we'll maybe come back to you with an answer.
Okay.
All right.
To each day. that you like it, yeah.
Fall in it, hey, whosoever did get up.
That was Small Axe by the Wailers. I don't know that song. It's good.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you pull that from your reggae mix? Or?
It did appear on my reggae mix. Nice. Among my liked songs.
Which were not reggae.
Well, yeah. So I looked up reggae mix, you know, and then it gives you that personalized little mix of a certain genre.
Which those...
The first, like, four songs of mine are, like, folk, like, straight band songs.
So weird.
Listen, Spotify. I know I listen to that kind of music a lot.
I was about to say that reggae, I don't think though. Those playlists need to be that personalized. Because I almost want to go there and get new stuff, you know?
That's true. I mean, there is new stuff on it.
But it should be new stuff.
I kind of like it for being able to just, like, sort, you know... I can trust that it'll put, like, most of the, like, songs I know in a certain genre on there.
I bet they do have ones that aren't, like... I don't know. Probably some that are more, like, contemporary reggae or something like that is probably less personalized than... I would assume the more person or the more specific you go, the less personalized they are. But
I this is maybe not something I should share on air.
Okay,
but
so go for it.
Should I do it?
Sure. I don't know what it is.
So I looked up like breakup mixes on Spotify,
mm-hmm.
and it's so funny. They have pump up breakup mix. It's just every single genre. It's like bittersweet, melancholy, sad, positive, hype, heartbroken, angry, empowering, and then all these
mix.
Breakup mix. It's
hilarious.
So funny. But I was scrolling through them. There was EDM breakup
no
mix.
No way.
Yeah, there was like punk rock breakup mix.
That's so hilarious.
It was killing me.
Cool.
The EDM one really hit.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, it was healing.
That's awesome.
It wasn't.
Yeah. It's really good.
What do we have next?
Why don't we hear Sleep on Dream On... Oh, to circle back on the Tell Me Something Good Stevie Wonder connection, he wrote the song and gave it to Rufus.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why it sounds exactly like a Stevie Wonder song, but
right.
I would say a little bit worse.
Yeah, I think it would have... As we were saying, it would have benefited from being a Stevie Wonder song.
Yeah, I wonder how much he wrote as opposed to... Because, like, yeah, that's the thing. It was kind of just clav and the talkbox guitar situation, which was...
It almost feels like the song is exactly what he wrote and they added nothing.
Exactly,
like, he gave
yeah.
them, like, the bare bones of,
yeah.
like, here's something you can work with.
Right.
With, and they were like,
yeah.
it's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
No notes.
Right. And right. also no attribution.
It peaked at number 3 on the charts.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
So
that Stevie Wonder must make some good music. All right, let's maybe hear Sleep On Dream On by The Beginning of the End.
Good band name.
Yeah. Should be a song name, but all right.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
That stopped in the heat of a debate between us.
Yeah, about...
Not really a debate.
About if slash which Vampire Weekend song should be played.
Yeah. Have you had more thoughts about the album?
I love it.
Yeah.
I haven't... Well, pretty much everything is stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Capricorn has been stuck in my head for a while because that was, like, the first single, right?
Yeah.
And... Gen X Cops is very catchy.
I did not like that one at first.
Yeah,
I'm getting into it. It was also a single. It was the B-side.
Connect is very different, which is, I think, one of my early contenders for my like first favorite.
Wow.
But Prep School Gangsters is pretty great. Yeah. I don't know. I think I just like all of it for different reasons.
It's a phenomenal album.
Yeah,
hit after hit.
I've listened to the first half way more than the back half, which is true of like the streaming numbers.
I think I might lean
just because I've been listening through every time I listen.
Sure.
And then I'll like get home and then not finish listening.
Yeah.
Do we want to hear something from it? I guess we should tell you that this is and has been Odds and Ends. I'm Eli.
I'm Silas.
And you have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good show.
I've got two other contenders if we want to save that. I think there's maybe more yellow and green in that album.
Okay.
Pick a number, one or two.
Two.
All right. This is going to be Call of My Friend by Amanaz.
Yeah. Classic.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you this time next week.
Next week, after Spring Fling.
And I guess it's fitting that this album cover is very yellow to sort of pave the transition for
I really like that.
Yellow next week. All right. See you later.
back to me. Gala, my friend, 'cause I'm gonna miss you. Gala, my friend, the world